Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, and welcome to our morning show here on KCNR. It's a good day here today, of course. Thank you so much. Jared's at the helm. This is Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment. And with me co-hosting today is Eric Woodstrom, who's the Senior Commercial Banking Manager of Golden Valley Bank.
Good morning, Linda.
Good to have you with me this morning.
It's good to be here. It's always fun. It's always enjoyable.
And I love my buddy here. we go back many, many years.
Yep.
And I love your heart, love your family. And I love what you do and your heart for this community.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for coming up and always being available. I mean...
Well, this is fun. This is a treat to come on and be able to talk.
We're going to be talking banking and rates and all those good things. But first, let's do our little morning routine. Of course, every time we do the weather, or not the weather in the morning, but of course the news that comes on every morning at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center and Group. But, Jared, tell us what day of the week, what is it? We have like the national day of.
Nothing interesting today.
Is that what it is, the nothing interesting today day?
Yeah, it should be.
Oh.
It's Play Monopoly Day.
Oh, well, for some people. Excuse me.
Or Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. Those are the two that are on here.
Weird.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yeah. Jeez. Okay, well, anyway, Jared, let's do a quick update for the weather. Currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. If you look outside, it is wet. It is wet and damp. 60 degrees will be our highs today. And did you feel that yesterday, that chill? I know that there's probably snow going on. Chance of showers and mostly sunny. It says mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 45. Tomorrow calls for a sunny day with our highs of 66 and overnight lows of 46. Sunday calls for sunny with a high of 68, mostly clear with overnight lows of 42. And as we progress through the week, we get ready for Thanksgiving week. Sunny on 65 on Monday, and Tuesday calls for mostly sunny with 60. So those are beautiful days ahead of us, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. So, Eric, I know you belong to Rotary.
Yes.
Which one?
Reading East Rotary that meets on Wednesday.
All right, and you are there with Mark Story.
Yes.
And Mark Story is the CEO of Haven Humane.
And he's also our Rotary president.
Oh, okay.
So he's doing double duty.
Well, and Mark is so hardworking. And so this morning we have Katrina with us because every Friday morning we have our pet of the week. And good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
Eric, you have questions or... Well, I'm just going to put you on the spot, buddy.
No,
you looked at this dog and you went, ooh, he's cool.
Yeah, who do we have today?
I brought with me a boy named Tonka. He's like almost 2 years old, a lab mix. A lot of energy, this boy. He's a really fun dog. He's a very big boy, too.
Yes, he is.
He looks like he's got some lab mix.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. So, Katrina, tell us your process when you go and you pick out Pet of the Week. I always ask this because do you do it the day before? Or do you have, like, a list? Or you get this feeling like you're the buddy today?
Yeah, so I always figure it out the day before. And I just kind of go through. I have to, see who's ready to go home. So that's the list I go from. And then I just kind of interact with a few of them and just kind of figure out who I think would be really fun to spotlight for the week.
Well, because he's good on leash.
Yeah, he is. He's actually a dog we've taken to PetSmart multiple times.
Okay.
So I know they like taking him there because he does a really good job being out in the store. He's really friendly with other dogs. He really wants to play with other dogs. He's kind of just a big goofy guy, really good with everyone.
Like a lab.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be fun to take to the doggy park up in Benton, the big doggy park, and let him just rip.
Right.
He needs to rip.
Yes, he does. He definitely needs a lot of space to run around and play. Needs a pretty active lifestyle. And he's very young, too, so definitely needs to get that energy out.
Well, we have a lot of ranches here and little mini ranches in the Redding area and Mill Valley and Palisadro. He seems like he'd be a really good dog to kind of be on the property and protect.
Yep, and just Yeah, make noise. Does he make noise?
He does bark, but he's not, I don't think he'd be a good guard dog or anything.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Very friendly.
Yeah.
And very goofy.
But he'd let you know if someone
was
around.
Yeah. He definitely looks more intimidating because he's big.
Away.
Yeah. Definitely going to chase the squirrels. But yeah, he's honestly a really big love. He's a really sweet boy.
All right. Well, tell us about Eric Wittstrom. He's right here. I just looked down and saw your name, but that's how my brain's working today. Katrina, tell us what's happening. What's going to be transpiring during the Thanksgiving week? Any hour changes or anything like that with Haven Humane?
No hour changes. We are closed on Thanksgiving Day, of course. But besides that, I believe we still have our normal business hours. But the week after Thanksgiving on November 30th is our Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes. So if you're interested in taking part in Giving Tuesday, you can go to northstategives.org/havenhumane, and you can also go to our website, and there's a link on there as well.
Okay, good. Good to know. That's a wonderful day. Raises a lot of money in the community, and one of the good entities to give money to is Haven Humane. I think we did last year. We gave a check for Haven Humane during Giving Tuesday.
Well, thank you.
Today. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you, Katrina. Really good stuff. I love it. Any closing thoughts here before, and have a happy Thanksgiving week.
You too, guys, too. Be safe.
All right.
Yeah, be safe. And the name of your dog is
Tonka. Like a Tonka truck.
Yeah.
Yep.
He looks like a Tonka truck. All right. Appreciate your partnership. And, of course, we want to make sure. From what I understand, the last time you were here, you said you had a lot of dogs in the shelter right now.
Yes. We still have a good amount. We don't have as many as we did last week, but we definitely still do have a good amount. So if you're thinking about adopting, definitely come on down and see who we have currently.
All right. Make an appointment.
Yes. We are doing all adoptions by appointment still. You can definitely come and do a walkthrough, and if we have the time open, we can usually make some time for you to, like, go in the visiting room and visit with some dogs. But priority is people with appointments. So definitely give us a call.
Well, thank you, and that number is?
241-1653.
Thank you, Katrina.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. And that's our pet of the week. So again with me this morning, co-hosting is Eric Wittstrom. He's the senior commercial banking manager. So we're going to shoot back and forth, and we're going to be talking about Golden Valley Bank.
Yes.
You've been in banking for how many years? Thank you, Katrina. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Have a good day, Tonka.
Yeah.
See that black dog with a little white tip on his tail. That's
He'd be a good kid's buddy.
Yes, he would.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So let's talk a little bit when we get back from the break all about, you were talking about what's happening with our rates.
Yep.
And
so we can talk about that and inflation and what that might mean going forward and, you know, talk about banking.
All right, let's do that.
All right.
Okay, we're going to take an early break. We'll be right back here on KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Hey, before we do this, I've got to talk about my sleep number. Okay, so many of you know Carl's on assignment. He is with 14 other firearm instructors. They started this morning very, very early. I don't know if it was wet or dry. They were in the dark on their way to the range where they're going to be taking eight-hour classes for 5 days straight. It's advanced pistol because this is keeping your training going because they're NRA instructors. And so he's with Ted Leidy and Ted Ogilvy. Any of you have taken his course before, you know who I'm talking about with his instructors. They're all there in Pahrump at a place called Front Sight. In Pahrump, Nevada, at a place called Front Sight. And I think that's a couple hundred acre facility.
There's a lot of acres out there.
Yes, yes. about an hour out of Las Vegas.
Yes.
Just trying to hold down the fort and doing the things that we need to get done and that kind of thing. So, the last couple nights I have not set my sleep number bed. So my sleep number setting's been 100.
Oh my goodness.
And I still slept really well.
Good bed.
Yeah. So I just want to say that as you're contemplating what you to get yourself, your family, maybe somebody's getting married or maybe something very special is coming up, an anniversary, or you're just thinking, okay, I got a little bit more aches and pains or whatever that is, a good night's sleep. You heard Judy Maxwell talk about that yesterday, that it is imperative for your health to have a good night's sleep. So go down to the Target Shopping Center, and you can take a test. Well, they literally, you lay on the mattress, and they can tell you where your hot spots are. And then they do a printout, and you can see for yourself, like, ooh, I didn't realize that I was holding all that stuff on my shoulder because it's infrared. So it's pretty amazing. And then you can try out all the beds, and then you have what is amazing, once you purchase your bed and take it home, you have a 100-day return guarantee.
Wow.
They come and they set it up, and I think that's pretty magnificent. Don't you wish that happened in a couch or a car? where you're like,
yeah, you sometimes
you'll
buy a
you'll see something that's beautiful and you're like, oh, it's just not comfortable for me. So that's pretty doggone cool if you ask me. So, Sleep Number, there's your shout out, and we'll be right back here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott along with Eric Wittstrom from Golden Valley Bank.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We, the people, should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What's your Thanksgiving Day plan this year? Black Bear Diner will be open, and you've got options. Come in for a three-course entree. Choose from turkey, ham, or prime rib. Or grab a Thanksgiving meal to go for an easy fix at home. If you're on the road, stop at one of our 145 diners for a fill-up along the way. Search for Black Bear Diner near me. Spend your Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily in Reading at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Well, good morning, and Eric Wittstrom. This is Eric Woodstrom and Linda Bott. We are hosting, co-hosting today, our Free Fire segment this morning, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio at KCNR1460.com. And I believe you can go to KCNR3.BAJE.US and see us video streaming. So you can see the one and only what Eric's doing. I'm trying to get into the chat pack here to see what questions you have. So you may have to call in, and I would love to have you call in because we're going to be getting some really valuable information here with Eric Woodstrom, who is the Senior Commercial Banking Manager for Golden Valley Bank.
Yes.
What do you do every day? Let's talk about your role.
Well, mostly what I do every day is we're working with customers or prospective customers to help make their, help meet their needs. And most of the time that's with lending, lending money to help a commercial, a business, buy real estate, expand, buy equipment, lines of credit for operation. So we're working with different, community businesses and, coming up with, financing to help them grow. That's mostly what we do.
Well, I like that because, we've been in some very, the gal, who owns Carousel On 2 days ago. And you think about what small businesses and they're going to be doing a small, like all the downtown businesses on like what they would consider not a Black Friday, but a Saturday after Thanksgiving where all the businesses are open and they have 25 vendors downtown at the park is down there. What's it called again where they have the, park.
It's called the park.
All right.
Behind the Lorenz Hotel.
Right. So when we think about the entrepreneurial spirit, that I can do this too. That's the beautiful thing about being in America, that we have the possibility with nothing to make something from nothing.
Yes, and that's really the backbone of our community, of our business community, our economy. There's certainly some, large employers, government, the two hospitals, and Sierra Pacific Industries and a few others. But the backbone of our economy is the small business person. That just what you said, they started with an idea and built it, and some have grown, huge and been very financially successful, very successful in their industry. Some have maintained kind of a smaller size, but they're all, providing employment, providing a return to the owners and giving back to the community buying. That's what keeps our little economy going up here.
It's true. And, banking is built on relationships.
Absolutely.
And just like anything else is built on relationships, they used to talk about like in the movies, in the old days, it's like who you know. But don't you think in life it's who you know? If you're sick and you need to get in, if you know somebody who can help you get in to see the doctor, you're going to do that.
Yep.
I don't think that really happens at DMV.
No.
Unless maybe your mom works there or your sister works there.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's, but it's something that, again, that's just an analogy as far as, friendships and buying into.
And people having confidence that they can pick up the phone and talk to you about a circumstance. We moved up here 22 years ago. I've been banking all 22 years up here, as well as, prior to moving up here, but, we've built a lot of relationships with a lot of people and businesses, and it's just rewarding. I've done some instructing to younger bankers. I think almost every banker is younger now than me, but really what we as bankers do is help people achieve their desires and goals and dreams in their business. And that's what's rewarding to us. And so if you go in with that, you'll be a successful banker. If your desire is to help people, help businesses achieve their dreams and growth, you'll be fine. And so it's just fun. It's fun once in a while to get that call from someone you helped maybe 15 years ago, and they call and they go, "Do you remember me?" And you have to rack your brain a little bit, and you say, and you ask them a couple of questions, and you do, and they call you back.
I have to say that, in the former bank that you worked with, that Carl and I had this notion that, you know, we were choosing at that point, are we going to stay in Reading? Because we worked for a corporation.
That's right.
And, in corporate, and we did take it personal because, we have a call from our colonel shooter here. And Carl, how is it in Pahrump today? What's going on? All right. I wonder if you dropped.
Hey.
No,
I'm here.
All right, you're live. So what's happening?
Okay, well, we're standing out in the parking lot right now. Everybody's had their guns checked. And now we're waiting to start class. And after class, we'll head on down to the range.
So you're taking...
We're all here in kind of a big gaggle.
Okay, so, your class, I was sharing with our listeners, are all gun instructors.
Yeah, well, our group coming down here are, but there's over 600 people here.
Oh my goodness.
And but not in, you know, not all taking the same class, but we've got all of us in one spot. And then there'll be other shooters with us during the class. And then but there's 600 people all taking different classes here.
How many acres is front site? Are in front the front site area?
I think it's like 110 acres.
Okay. Okay. And there's everything I was trying to share with the gal that was doing my hair the other day, repelling, every kind of gun you could possibly imagine. I mean, it's like almost soldier training.
You can rent automatic weapons here and fire them with an instructor.
It's kind of Disneyland for guns.
If you've never done that before. But all the ranges are set up either rifle or pistol or shotgun ranges, and then a variety of advanced classes too. For pistol and rifle and shotgun. So it's 61 ranges out here. It's well run, very professional. That's why we keep coming back. So, it's, you get a lot of shooting in.
So you're going to be down there working hard for 5 days, Carl? Is that what I heard?
4 days.
Four days. Okay.
Start today and graduate Monday.
Oh, my goodness.
So I guess they get their certificate. Now, I was sharing at one time you went there and did the advanced rifle, and I remember, you know, Ted had bloody fingers. You guys had the elbow pads and the knee pads, but it was so windy out there they couldn't complete.
I see.
It was so like the
winds. We completed, but it was just they were shooting at such a the wind was blowing real hard, so it was hard to keep the into positions, especially when you're shooting offhand. But everybody finished. It's beautiful weather out here. It's going to be great today.
Well, wonderful. Thanks for calling in and kind of sharing with everybody. 600 people. That's a lot of people flying in from around. You have to tell us later when we come back, like the different, people from different countries that probably come in and do this.
Well, that's true, but I've seen Illinois license plates, Florida. I'm looking at Florida, Illinois, Nevada, of course, California plates. Yeah, there's people from literally all over the United States and probably the world that come in here to shoot.
Well, thank you for calling in, Carl.
Final instructions for Linda?
Any final instructions for me this morning as I'm enjoying this moment with Eric?
Just that I love you.
I love you.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay,
sweetheart.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care,
Carl. All right, bye.
Bye.
So sweet. We are one of those people that, you know, when I say we fight hard and we love hard, you know, because you know me, and you know he's a colonel. So
yes.
I tell him, I'm not a Marine. Quit talking to me like that. And our poor staff is used to it. I think by now it gets pretty intense. But we are very conscientious about ending the day with, you know, I love you and going to, you know, whatever, because we're intense people and you feel that. But he's such a good guy. Last week, Eric, he did when it was Veterans Day.
Yes.
This, put together this tribute to Maurice Johansson.
Yeah. I heard about that. I didn't get out to it.
Oh man. Wow. It was just a very impressive, all the leaders past and present, you know, came forth and, you know, proclamations and just all those things. I know he has probably two bedrooms or if not a house full of, but for him at this stage in his life, because you know he was a major mover and shaker.
Yes.
You've known him a long time.
In a lot of different ways, you know.
Unsung in many ways.
Yeah, you know,
and his wife, Marianne.
Very successful in real estate originally, but he's done so much for this community, not only what you can visibly see, but just behind the scenes, donating time and money and helping get things done through the governmental process, whether it's a local, regional, or state, and even on a national level. You know, he was the catalyst for getting the Veterans Cemetery out in Idaho, and has helped with the
and new, our chapel out there.
And the chapel, yep, raised money for
he
that.
Just
did
went
that
ahead
on
and
his
said,
own.
We're doing that.
We're doing it. Yeah, it wasn't part of the original budget, and he got it done.
They donated money to build something very important for Haven Humane as well as Turtle Bay
and
for the animals.
He's always providing money, him and his wife, for Turtle Bay, the new Veterans Hospital, and the Veterans...
Carl took a tour of that new Veterans Hospital.
Yeah,
and he said,
I was by there the
art.
Other day, and it looks like it's getting really close.
Right.
And then he's not slowing down either. He's got some veterans housing in the works too.
Good. I saw him yesterday at Riverview, and I'm going to talk a little bit about when we get back. After this break, it's Eric Woodstrom with me this morning, Senior Commercial Banking Management. If you're looking for, to try to talk about maybe an idea or your funds or these kinds of things, Eric is the guy, trust me, because our radio station would not be here today if it wasn't for the faith of Eric Woodstrom.
And your hard work.
Well, but you helped to launch us.
Put
you
it
can't,
together.
You got to have a team.
Yes, you do.
And it's all about that. So thank you so much on that level. And we finally paid that loan off. And then we went to FM. So anyway, we'll be right back here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, our friends on Hilltop Drive. If you've noticed that we've had some of the same advertisers all these years, yes. They've stayed with us. We love them. They understand small businesses, which it's, individually owned, Four Winds Jewelry, and, they really work hard, to make sure that you get what you need. So if all your jewelry needs are at Four Winds Jewelry located on Hilltop Drive. There you go. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule the delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a wonderful Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 25th from noon to 4 p.m. Let us host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Our menu includes prime rib and a roasted turkey carving station with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Various seating and table options starting at $150 plus fees. For seating times and table selections, call 1-800-280-UWIN. See WindRiver.com for details. Thanksgiving is better at the river.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here. This is Linda Bott along with Eric Woodstrom. Oh, we can go into some major politics here. I just got into the chat pack. Eric Woodstrom was with me, who's the senior commercial banking manager. Let's talk about rates. Let's talk about finance.
Yes.
For people listening that are thinking, oh, you know, inflation, where are we? Where do you see us going? Because that's the question people would want to know with. We can't really fight politics on a national level. We can be informed, but
right,
there's so many variations.
There's a lot of variables out there. And there's a lot of, you know, you can go to the internet and you can find an answer. You can find a million different answers to the same question. So what is going on? Well, we all know that there's inflation. We feel it every time we go to the store, to the grocery store, to the pumps.
The pumps.
Yep, the gas pumps. Prices are going up, and they've gone up, you know, at very, very high rates in the last 6 to 9 months. And I don't think, you know, reading some of the leading economic indicators, there's not inflation is going to continue for a period of time. So what does that mean? You know, the government kind of has the Federal Reserve tries to manage inflation. They've tried to manage it at 2% annually for a long time, maybe 15, 20 years ago, they tried to manage it around 3%, but they pulled that back to 2%. Well, the most recent numbers show that inflation's at about 6% recently, so it's high. So how does the Fed and the government try and manage it? They have a few tools, but mostly they manage it with interest rates. And so the Fed will raise rates to try and suppress borrowing. You know, if it costs more to borrow money, people borrow less. And then they're trying to keep, you know, the inflation from growing as fast. So we haven't seen anything. If you listen to the, you know, like we do, we track the Fed and some of their announcements and their meetings, and they talk about taking some inflationary measures, but they haven't set a course yet to do that. But I think we all feel that, you know, that short-term rates, and then usually correlates to midterm and long-term rates, will likely go up over the next, you know, 6 to 9 months, 12 months as the Fed and the government.
What is the locked-in rate as of late?
Well, that's a really good question. There's depending on the type of borrowing, the rates are different. The kind of the standard that most people are familiar with is what the 30-year fixed rate mortgage is, and it's still in the low threes. We've been in a historical low interest rate environment for quite a while, 8, 9, 10 years. And so it had been below 3 for a period of time. It's been, you know, it's gone up to 4, but it's been low for a long period of time, allowing people to buy homes that they wouldn't be able to afford, you know, 15 years ago or 20 years ago when rates were higher. But 30-year fixed rate mortgages are in the mid to low 3s, and haven't moved significantly in a while. So it's still a good time. If you're gonna, you know, prices for homes are going up. We have a supply demand problem. We have more demand than there is new homes or homes coming on the market. I think we have the House of Realty on the next hour, and they can talk a little more of the statistics on that. But, you know, it's a, if you can, people ask me, should I buy a home? And my answer is if you're buying a house to be a home, and you can afford it, buy it. And I don't think timing is as important as getting into a home. If you're buying it for an investment, that's a whole different thing. But, you know, if you're buying your residence to be a home for you and your family, buy it.
I think
there's no better time.
All right. That's a good thing to know, because, you know, people think about with the schools and if you want to have some stability in a certain area.
Yes.
When I grew up, my parents never thought about that. They didn't, yeah, my mom wanted me to be in the San Joaquin. We met through the San Joaquin School District, and we went to the same high school, just to clarify for everyone that Eric and I knew each other. And we didn't hang out in high school, but we knew of each other. We were in the same class. And Rio Americano was a big school. I mean, how many was in our 600? How many we
Something
have in our,
like
yeah,
that.
In our graduating class?
Five or 600.
Yeah. Right. And we were called the River Rats because our school was, on the river.
An American river.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the only thing I remember. My mom wanted to make sure that we were in San Joaquin, but my parents were of the mindset that they both worked jobs, and we never really traveled and had a lot of, we had our house. So the weekends would be about working on the house and then taking one vacation a year, which is usually a driving.
A driving.
I didn't get into a plane until I was 17.
Very similar to me growing up, too.
Right. Yeah. So when you think about these kids flying here and flying there, I'm like, what? So anyway, and so what they did, and you and I grew up in the same kind of area where, you know, it wasn't super affluent, but it was,
stable. Yep.
It was a good, and,
stable
yeah,
middle class.
And it was really, really sweet. And so my point is that they would buy and sell. And that we would stay someplace for 5 years, and then they would sell it, and they moved to another house and up their game with real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they did well and retired and, you know, sold a house out in, you know, somewhere in
Rancho. Were they in Rancho Mirage?
No, they – I can't think of this right. Outside of Roseville.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so they now they're renting. But anyway, so that's kind of the American dream, is to be able to work hard, provide for your family, and that kind of thing.
And buy a house.
And buy a house and hopefully build up.
Yes.
But don't have a lot of bills.
Right. Get to where that house is paid for and you can retire. And it's the American dream.
Right.
The cycle. But, yeah. And so that's, you know, what we're doing a lot of is helping with home ownership. We provide construction loans for homes for both builders and then for people that want to build their own home. Of course, we're active with businesses that are wanting to expand and buy commercial real estate. I think commercial real estate rates continue to be low, and I think if the Fed starts moving rates, and our cost of funds go up, that commensurately, you know, commercial loan rates will go up too. So I think it's a good time if you're a business owner and looking to expand or grow, or you're in a facility and you have financing that is a higher rate. It's a good time to refinance and get it locked in at a lower rate. So I think, you know, there's a lot of the timing is. We talk about this quite a bit when I'm on, but I think the timing right now with the other economic influences, with inflation and some of the political stuff, is a good time.
Well, we just read that headline. Okay, so they say and we all kind of knew this was going to happen because of Biden's health issues. Now, I don't know about you, but we got on anesthesia. Of course, you go under when you have a colonoscopy, right? We know that we do what they call a twilight. I think it's called a twilight, something like that, because Danuka, you know, of course, he's come on so many times and talked about, you know, what it is to. And I have no problem because I did it on, I didn't do the actual colonoscopy live on the air, but I did before and after. And there is a moment that you're not coherent, you're not with it. So he is going to transfer power to Harris.
I saw that headline too.
And that...
Today. Was it today?
Exactly.
Yep.
And that is maybe a game changer. Don't know.
Yeah.
Because maybe it's only 45 minutes, because I know for me it was like 2 hours, yep. And then you're back with your faculties. But that is kind of like almost how people predicted that she was going to sit as president for a moment or two or three or four.
Yeah. Well, it's not the first time this has happened. I think with each president, some have, you know, resisted going under sedation, you know, so that they don't have to hand over power. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. This is the first time under our current president that this has happened.
Right. So does that, do people call you and talk to you about these things all day long?
I do have a number of friends and customers that we have, that they share their pretty strong political beliefs with me, yes.
All right. Well, I would think that they would do that because money investing, it's so personal.
It's very personal.
It can't be any more personal. All your hard work is in the hands of somebody helping you figure out how to navigate. It, just like we had Judy Maxwell on yesterday, I got a call from a friend saying, thank you for that. I learned so much. And that's what we want to do, is we want to be able to connect you with people who are going to do right by you.
Yep. And, you know, we also talk about that, you know, first, of course, is your family and your health and your faith. But after that, your money is important. And so you need someone to be able to confidentially talk about things that, you know, doesn't share your conversations. Like your doctor, you wouldn't want your doctor sharing conversations about your health. You know, we have meaningful conversations with people about their money and their investments and real estate and their business and moving forward and help them make decisions.
And on that note, we have to take a break.
Okay.
We're going to be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, located on 273. Jeff, who is the owner of Crackmaster, veteran-owned business, can help your chips and cracks up to 22 inches. You know, it's the holidays. It's hot. It's cold. We're going in and out of whether it's air conditioning or heating. You don't want those cracks to expand. When we come back, we're going to talk about fraud. How to be protected with fraud, you can reduce your check in ACH fraud with positive pay. We're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back in banking and what do we do during these times like that with our Eric Woodstrom, who's the senior commercial banking manager at Golden Valley Bank. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, Shasta County, my name is Chris Kelstrom, and I'm running for Shasta County District 5 Supervisor. There's a lot of issues that need to be discussed leading up to next year's election. Crime, fires, a new jail, and state as well as federal mandates. You can reach me at Kelstrom, the number 4, D-I-S-T, the number 5, at yahoo.com. That's Kelstrom 4, Dist 5, at yahoo.com. Or call 530-744-4539. I look forward to earning your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kelstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR. This is Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment. I'm here with Eric Woodstrom, who's the Senior Commercial Banking Manager at Golden Valley. We talked a little bit about fraud, and let's talk about the protection for fraud, and then let's go into for our listeners today. And you are absolutely welcome to call in if you have a question for Eric, who's expert on banking. 605-4567. Well, really, you've got your fingers in it.
I've been hanging around it long enough to know something.
Yes, 605-4567. And, or you can get on the chat pack because I'm in on there and you can ask a question that way as well. But you wanted to talk about the merging of banks and what that's
what's
doing.
What's going on in our community in banking, you know? So let me give you just a little bit about Golden Valley. We were chartered 15 years, a little over 15 years ago, just celebrated a 15-year anniversary, headquartered in Chico. A group of business people in Chico started the bank, came together with Mark Francis, who continues to be our president and CEO, and he organized it and got it off the ground about 15 years ago, and had a loan production office in Reading for, I think, a little over 13 years, and about 10 years, and then 3 years ago we opened a full-service office. And so we have a full-service office up on Hempstead, just above View 202 in the big gray building. You'll see Golden Valley Bank on it. So one of the community banks in Shasta County, Shasta and Butte County, that's where our reach is, and serving businesses in the North State. And there's other community banks up here too, but we've seen now kind of after kind of a pause for a few years, we've seen kind of a rash of acquisitions. I think the kind of the most notable one is, Reading Bank of Commerce, which is headquartered here, or started here 30-some years ago, was rebranded as Merchants Bank of Commerce when they kind of moved power down to Sacramento and their headquarters down there. But they've been purchased by a bank out of Washington, Columbia Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple weeks thereafter, announced that the Columbia Bank was also acquiring Umpqua, which has offices here in Reading. It has offices in Chico and throughout the North State. But they were an Oregon-based bank. And so all of a sudden, one of the major, community banks is becoming a large West Coast bank. And so, I know that there's great people. When we would compete for business against Merchants, the old Reading Bank of Commerce, there was a customer that they had and wanted to keep. They weren't moving. And so just because of the service, what we provide, you know, the money is, everybody provides, wants to lend money, but it's the service and the relationships that, that you mentioned that we all try to make ourselves different with. And so it'll see, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens in our landscape. We, like I said, we still have a couple other community banks that are doing business in here, but, you know, with the more recent mergers of Umpqua and Merchants Bank of Commerce, Suncrest, which is a bank out of the Central Valley of California, had opened up an office here, and then they've now been purchased by Southern California Bank. So there's a little bit of disruption in our banking field up here.
Well, you know, according to this article here, about 88% of Americans are very worried about inflation.
So yes.
We're taking polls now. That what's going to be, what's happening over the holidays, and that's why we're saying, you know, if you're going to be purchasing for your family or for people, that we would just encourage you to, again, shop local on Saturday. You don't need to. I know Amazon is great because it's convenient. Like, we had to get some kind of wire for something and for the studio. And so we went through Amazon because we couldn't go here and get it locally. But so according to one of these articles that I'm reading, many are planning to cut back their spending when it comes to eating out, upgrading their technology devices, buying clothes, and traveling. I would be curious to know. I know that I'm not going to be in the airport for Thanksgiving, but I'm curious to see what happens because we do have two, according to what I've been reading, two large winter storms that are to hit the Midwest and the East Coast that can affect our flights. Many are flying at Thanksgiving. Why? I don't know. More from personal finance, where to make and save money as inflation rises. 46% of Americans expect to retire in debt. And how rising inflation may lead to higher tax bills.
Yes.
We just heard that REU is going to be going up $3.
Yeah. Reading Electric is, you know, the utilities are going up. Cost of, you know, food is going up. We've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and what then will hopefully take effect at, you know, over time is that wages will also go up. We're certainly seeing at the starting wages. We're seeing, you know, you can... the service level wages are, because of supply and demand, are higher now. And so, you know, I don't think inflation is going to be a short-term issue. It's going to have to work through our economy to before it stabilizes it.
Well, what do you think, Eric, when you read headlines about the $1 trillion, I'm not exactly sure what the particular number is, but the $1 trillion spending bill that our government just passed, the House just passed.
Yeah. Well, we've spent a lot through the, you know, pandemic.
Right.
We've spent a lot to keep businesses going, to keep people, people having income that maybe had lost a job. And personally, I think that, that's part of what's causing the current inflation is there's a lot of money out there and there's not a lot of goods. And so, the goods and services, people can charge more for the goods and services. Prices go up. So I think pumping a lot more money into the economy will just make that, accelerate, you know, inflation has a chance to do that.
So, well, it's $1.75 trillion bill and that includes funding pre-K, Medicare expansion, renewable energy credits, affordable housing, a year of expanded child tax credits, and major Obamacare subsidies.
Yes, there's, I mean, the devil's in the details. And, you know, each, when I look at some of that stuff, then each day it seems like a new aspect of that comes up, you know, and you kind of just shake your head at a lot of the special interest stuff that's been, you know, tucked into the bills.
You know, this is what we were talking about, the era that we grew up, because this includes 4 weeks of federal paid parental, sick, or caregiver care. Now, I know in some certain countries that, you know, they have like a 3 month or 2 month, whatever, subsidized, but they pay an enormous amount of taxes, where both the mom and dad could be home with a newborn. But in our world, when we grew up, my dad went to work with a cold. I never saw my dad stay home.
Yep.
Did you?
No. And wouldn't we have four kids. When they were born, I took a couple days off, and then I went back to work. Camille came home and, you know, stayed with the baby for a period of time. But, yeah.
That's amazing. There's the hardworking. But anyway, there's a $500 billion to combat climate change, largely through clean energy tax credits. This represents the largest ever federal investment in clean energy.
Okay.
Okay. Raising the state and local tax deduction from $10,000 to $80,000. We're going to have to get a tax person on to talk about what that means.
Yeah, I think that's probably where it's... That'd be interesting to see what they say about that.
Absolutely.
And who it's going to affect.
All right, so there was a last-minute compromise, but we're not going to compromise here. We have House of Realty on here at our 8 o'clock hour. I can't wait to have the Middletons on and talk about, what's happening in the market as well. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Remembering our past and looking into the future, it is owned locally, and they are located on Windham Lane. So I say, if you can, go in there and see if you can qualify for one of their gas cards. And if you're traveling around or whatever, wouldn't you like to know that instead of having like a Chevron gas card, that you're still going to go into a Chevron, but it's going to go through SST Oil. So a little bit of those taxes are going to stay local. And that's a really cool thing. We have one. And they're just amazing. You also may be looking for maintaining your monitor heater. There's Toyo heaters and Toyo water heaters. So call today to schedule an appointment at 241-1161. That's SST Oil. And we're going to be right back here. This is Linda Bott. Sitting in with me is Eric Woodstrom from Golden Valley Bank. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Marathon floor speech by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who condemned what he considered Pelosi's heavy-handed control.
This is not Pelosi's house. This is the people's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bill faces an uncertain future in the upper chamber, where passage will depend on the votes of all 50 Democratic senators, at least one of whom, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, has some major funding concerns. Jeremy House reporting.
COVID-19 boosters for all American adults could soon win final approval. The FDA has now given its go-ahead. The CDC has to weigh in next. Meanwhile, a surge of coronavirus cases is worsening, especially in cold weather states. In Minnesota, the military is sending medical teams to relieve overwhelmed hospital staffs. The jury at Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial is deliberating for a fourth day. Yesterday, the judge announced he's banning a cable network from attending the trial.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial. This is a very serious matter, and I don't know what the ultimate truth of it is, that someone who is following the jury bus, that is a very, it's extremely serious matter.
Audio courtesy of Court TV. President Biden undergoing a routine colonoscopy today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511.
GOP candidates are lining up to try and replace a Democratic congresswoman in Virginia.
A firebrand Republican joined the burgeoning GOP field, hoping to unseat Democrat Representative Abigail Spanberger of Virginia next year. State Senator Amanda Chase is an ardent supporter of gun rights who promotes herself as Trump in heels and has a long history of clashing with her own party. Spanberger, a moderate former CIA officer, flipped the 7th District seat blue in 2018. The crowd of Republicans seeking to challenge Spanberger in the Central Virginia District has grown to more than half a dozen. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
The defense has rested in the trial of three men accused of killing Ahmed Arbery. Seven witnesses testified, including the man who fatally shot Arbery, Travis McMichael. He and his father armed themselves and pursued the black man. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Austria has announced a full national COVID-19 lockdown starting on Monday.
Austria's Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg said the government had hoped to reach a high vaccination rate without making COVID shots compulsory. But now he said it was time to face reality. Vaccination, he said, was the only way out of the pandemic. He also announced a general lockdown to last a maximum of 20 days to begin on Monday. The measure will be reassessed after 10 days. People will only be allowed to leave their homes for essential reasons such as work, shopping for food, or exercise.
That's the BBC's Bethany Bell. Los Angeles Angels star Shohei Ohtani was unanimously voted American League MVP. He received all 30 first-place votes by members of the Baseball Writers Association of America. Bryce Harper earned the National League honor for the second time. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yes, and good morning for our 8 o'clock edition here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott. How are you this morning? It is wet outside, currently 50 degrees. We're going to have a chance of, what do you mean chance? It's right there, rainy outside. It says here in this forecast it's supposed to be mostly sunny at the end of the day with a high of 60, mostly clear tonight with 45. We're just taking all this rain and loving it. We need to drench. Saturday, sunny, high of 66. Saturday night, mostly clear with 46. Sunday, sunny with a high of 68. And Sunday night, mostly clear with our overnight lows of 42. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated senior and veteran discounts. And sitting in Carl's chair this morning is Eric Woodstrom, who's the Senior Commercial Banking Manager for Golden Valley.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. And on the phone with us, we love this when we talk about people who have been with us from the very beginning. That's yes. Our very own Susan Eastman with Stifel. She's Vice President of Investments. And what's happening in the market, Susan?
Good morning, Linda and Eric, and good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 205 points at 35,665. The S&P 500 positive 1 point at 4,706. The NASDAQ composite gaining 86 points at 16,080. The most actually traded stocks this morning on the New York Stock Exchange, Pfizer up 24 cents, trading at $51.63, Ford down 14 cents at $19.53, Micron Technology up $5.15, trading at $82.18. Stocks of local interest, FedEx up 45 cents at $2.45.10. UPS trading higher up $2.32 at $208.77 per share. PG&E positive 4 cents at $12.14. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.538%. And over to commodities, gold is down $1.15 an ounce at $1,864. Silver up 4 pennies at $24.93 per ounce. Crude oil lower, trading at $77 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Always appreciate Susan. Somebody working very, very hard for your investments. That's Susan Eastman. She's the First Vice President of Investments at Stifel. Been with us again for many, many years. And again, a woman with major integrity and just a dear heart. So welcome back to the show. We are here now. We have House of Realty in our 8 o'clock hour with the Middletons. Jared's at the helm. Jared, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning.
Great. Hey, guys. Eric Woodstrom, we have so many things to cover here.
Yes.
People moving in. Lately, there's been a lot of conversations about a lot of people have moved out but that means a lot of people have moved in. And we have a, again, when you think about maybe where you were 4 or 5 years ago as far as what you had on the market as to where we are now, good morning and tell us what's going on. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Compared to 4 or 5 years ago, our inventory is quite low. I think we have around 350 homes, Cameron.
What?
Cameron. Well, it's citywide. Yeah. I think currently our MLS, I was just actually going to bring that up, we're in the low 500s. So it's been hovering for quite a while, around 520, 530, right in that range. And so we've been seeing, and it some of that really is seasonal. So we did see a bit of an uptick, as we often do.
In the spring?
So even, yeah, so we go from summer, we went into fall, it kind of increased from, you know, a minimum of the low threes to mid threes to now in the low fives, which is still extraordinarily low. And that's the entire Shasta MLS. So that includes some things sometimes in Tehama County, maybe a few in Trinity, a few in Siskiyou, you know, so that maybe that are on our MLS but are a little bit out of the area. And we're seeing an increase in the listings in the rural areas and less in the city.
And these listings are mostly resale, not new construction, right? Are we seeing any uptick in new construction?
We are seeing a little bit. There is inventory being built out there. And you've got multiple home builders now as opposed to, say, 5 years ago when we really had one or two. So we are seeing a little bit more. I think the trouble we're seeing, and we've spoken to this before, is a lot of those are in the $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 range. So there's no inventory, virtually no inventory being added below $400,000. So in the $200,000, $300,000 range in there, there's little to no new inventory.
Well, I think, too, homes are taking longer to build.
Yes.
Products are hard to come by.
Containers are stuck forever.
Yep. There's a shortage of labor. My nephew, Robbie, who has Middleton Homes, I think he's got 17 homes under construction, but he pulled 6 permits, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and ordered the windows, which were 5 months out.
Right.
So, and it's impossible to put a figure on what that house is going to sell for. You know, that far in advance because product costs keep increasing.
Right.
And, you know, some say it's going to get worse before it gets better.
So do you guys feel that the market right now, are there any deals?
Yeah. Well,
somebody comes to you and says, I have some money to put into real estate.
A few of those.
Okay.
And I, you know, I tell them, be patient. Let's look around and the right deal will come along. And this is mostly investment properties. There's a dire shortage when it comes to income units. You know, commercial, there have been a few buildings selling. We've had 3 or 4 recently go into escrow. But overall, there's not a lot of inventory. And it's just, you know, it's not going to change. Rates are still awfully low, as you know, Eric.
Yes.
And even commercial loans are lower than I ever thought I would see, you know, from 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first started, I think mortgage rates got up to 18% or something. And, you know, so they're a little over 3 and people are starting to squawk that they missed the missed the low rate.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about, again, are there any deals?
Yep.
I'm talking about, like,
what are you looking
if somebody
for?
Just is like, I'm going to buy a house for Christmas.
Well,
are there deals like, you know, you're going to buy something and just know that it's going to be maybe a little bit of a, I hate to say rat trap, but, you know, you can really fix up some beautiful houses. A lot of people are really into watching the programs where they can do the baseboard work and pull out the kitchen and do the cabinets and do that kind of thing and get into a starter home.
But remember, those materials are hard to come by right now.
That's right.
We were going to do kind of a major renovation on our home, and I just finally told my wife, let's wait a year and see what happens.
Okay.
You know, you can plan it out, pick your paint, pick your flooring. If you're going to do new cabinets, you can do this and that, but the materials themselves will take months.
Okay. Yeah. You said it, but I wanted to hear it again.
Well, you're not seeing the flippers.
And we hear it, like, you know, I hear it from, we finance some of the builders. And the, you know, you talk about windows, plumbing fixtures, a lot of different aspects of the homes that there's just a long lead time on. Anything with hardware, there's a long lead time on it. They can find it.
And they're out there. I would say what we have seen the difference of, and since earlier in the year to now, is that the ones that are sitting, the ones that are not getting multiple offers right off the bat, are the fixers, are the ones that need substantial work. I went out and showed a couple this week to a client of mine, and they were in serious need of massive repair, large amounts of decking that had just become terrible. Another one that really, it wasn't severe, it wasn't the severity of the damage, it was the breadth of the damage. You needed to redo all of the flooring, all of the siding. Not that it was substantially damaged, it was just damaged a little bit
just
all around.
Needed
a new roof, needed all these things. And it has been sitting for a little while, and it's not selling. Their price is too high. People are coming in with low-ball offers.
Okay.
They made it clear, and the problem is the sellers aren't taking the low-ball offers.
All right.
And I think there's an element of that as well.
Okay.
And we'll start, because of the forbearances and everything else going on right now, a lot of people are not necessarily in a hurry to sell. People are in a hurry to buy, but not to sell. So you have people saying, well, yeah, I know it's, you know, just shy of a teardown, but I'm still going to list it for $280,000. Which, you know, even though it's 1,000 square feet in a terrible neighborhood and it's absolutely destroyed, because I hear everything's going for a gazillion dollars, so I'm going to sell mine for a gazillion dollars. And there was a point, I would say, earlier at the beginning of the year, end of last year, where people were paying really irrationally. Now we're at a point where that's not happening, but the sellers aren't coming down as quickly, as much. I mean, we are seeing some price reductions. That will happen. People are overshooting on the initial price, then they're coming back down. And yes, some of these houses that are in very sad shape, the prices are coming down on them, but it's still difficult to get that seller to be realistic and come down and actually get a deal on it, so to speak.
Okay, we have to take a break on that note, and I am going to give away two tickets to the Redding Garden of Lights, but you have to tell us how many years...
Oh my goodness.
Has House of Realty been in business? And we'll have the answer when you get back. If you can tell us how many years they've been in business, you get two tickets to Garden of Lights. Now, these are November 19th through December 31st.
Opens up tonight.
Opens up tonight. That's right. We had meet tonight the other night that I shared with some friends, and they just were like, oh, my gosh, it's just so great. Anyway, rain or shine, it's happening, and these are good. These are, like, really you don't have specific tickets on these. So anyway, calls are coming in, and we're going to take a break here on KCNR1460.com. Poor Jared. I was going to come in, Jared, and tell you what it is. Love it. You're listening. Yay.
reputation for excellence since 1965.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Redding Garden of Heights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Turn it up!
Yeah. Get it going.
Come on. We need this. It's Friday and it's raining. Let's go. Our era, isn't it, Eric?
Yes, it is. Big wheels keep on turning.
Yeah.
Speaking of big wheels.
Yeah, the 70s was a really good time. I'm sorry. They really were. Eric Woodstrom is with me this morning. Linda Bott sitting in, or Eric is sitting in. Carl is on assignment. Of course, if you were listening in the earlier hour, he is, along with 14 other NRA instructors, out in a place outside of Vegas that's called Front Sight, where they're doing a four days, graduate on the fifth day, intensive advanced pistol training. So, up their education and their game, which is what you want if you've got a live firearm. You want to definitely be on top of your game. So Eric Woodstrom is my co-host today, Senior Commercial Banking Manager at Golden Valley. And we do want to thank Gene. Let Gene Murillo know that you won those two tickets. Come on in and get them at the station, 1326 Market Street. Congratulations. And the House of Realty has been 56 years completed, going into your 57th year. Let's talk a little bit about the history, and then we'll discuss about what happened last night, because I think it's just kind of like you were there in the room, and maybe give us a little update of what transpired from from where you sit. But before that, let's talk a little bit about the history of your grandfather. How did this all happen?
Actually, there were four agents that were working for Redding Realty, back in 1965. And the broker owner said, well, we didn't have that good a year, so we're going to reconstruct the commission breakdown, of which the four didn't think that was the way to go. And so anyway, they decided to open their own office. So in 1965, they actually opened in August, and their incorporation was completed in October. But the four of them opened an office together at our current location, 1707 Placer Street. My father was one. There was Jim Mann, Larry Payne, and Pat Patillo were the other three. And so they opened that up, and there were two bays then. Now there are five. We've remodeled that office more than once, obviously. And anyway, they took off. It was successful from the beginning. Rob got there, I think, in 76.
Your brother?
My brother and the co-owner, he and I. And I got there in early 80s. And so between the two of us, I think we figured the other day we've been there 85 years combined, which means not too much more than the fact we're old.
And your wife is in the business.
My wife has a law degree, and she's the office broker. So she keeps, we have currently 25 agents, and she keeps everybody in line. And cracks the whip, yeah.
And Cameron, your son?
Cameron's third generation. My nephew Robbie is third generation. And Robbie mostly, he has Middleton Homes and operates out of our office. And so that provides us with a nice, inventory annually of new homes.
So the message here is do not call the office and ask for Mr. Middleton. You can ask for Mrs. There's one. But if you ask for Mr. Middleton, it's going to take a while.
Yeah. Well, you guys are very involved in the community, deeply steeped, obviously. This is why we did the precursor to this next conversation about what you've seen with the development in Reading through the years, the ups, the downs, the Carter administration, the 14% and the 15% rates that they had. Well, I mean, I think they might have been up to, they were 14%. Yeah, in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Cameron, before your time. Yeah, and that's when we all stood in line and waited for if we could get gas. That was the 70s for us. And that was a really hard time to go through, and a lot of people lost their britches, as well as we've seen with the market, and then we had that happen again in 2006 with a couple times happened in the 90s, and then 2006 as far as like deeply losing stock market value and stuff like that. So you guys have been through all of that, seen real estate come and go, people come and go, but mainstayed with this long-term tradition, family tradition, and we really so admire that. And so, Cameron, let's go to you, because you are involved with Rotary. You're involved with so many community events, as well as some development projects, like you've come on before and talked about the Kutris property. And we know what, just like what your dad said, as far as like it's really kind of moving slowly because of getting not maybe moving slowly as far as negotiating, but as far as building, because of what's happening with not just the economy, but things that you can physically touch to make it happen.
Yes, and I think, you know, especially looking in the community right now, that there's an awful lot happening in a lot of different places. And as a planning commissioner, it's nice to be able to see there's a lot of focus on downtown and currently on the Civic and Rodeo Grounds, Turtle Bay area, some of that. But there's a lot of other things right now that are going on in the community and other places that sometimes get lost in the shuffle. And I think for a lot of people, they're only looking at a couple of things. Maybe it's new single family homes. Maybe it's new, maybe it's what's going on downtown. There's so much though that I think, you know, we look at the new, what is it, 150 units affordable housing going on up in Lake Boulevard. Mm-hmm. You know, tremendous. Seeing some of the new commercial projects, even industrial projects that are going on. The other one too, looking at right now, it's taken an awful long time, but looking at what's going on with Stillwater. Is tremendous. And to really actually see that some of these things are starting to come to fruition. And I think, you know, fundamentally for Reading, it's some of these things that are really important, because those are going to be the lasting changes. Those are actual economic drivers that are going to keep going, that are going to be permanent, that are going to keep some of these things moving, and that are going to affect housing and going to affect the housing market. And I think that's really critical to be, you know, to kind of look at all of this in its entirety in terms of what's going on, how Reading is being built. Because, you know, we have seen it, the boom and bust. I wasn't around in the 70s. I mean, I was born in 79, but, you know, certainly seeing what happened, what's it been now, a dozen, 15 years ago, and the recession that occurred and followed, we do have some boom and bust cycles that still occur, and I think there's a lot of people right now that are a little bit on pins and needles. We're in a good boom period. Is it going to end up being a bust? And are we going to see a downturn, and what's that going to look like, and who's it going to, you know, what's it going to look like for different people? So
it would always help to have a crystal ball. You know,
that got packed away somewhere at the office.
You know,
I haven't been able
to
find it.
Thank you. You know, the one thing I think that we have to look to the future, and you know, generally what goes up comes down, how far down, et cetera. But I think right now with the success of Stillwater Park, which was nicknamed Still Waiting Park for a long time, but I remember going to the ribbon cutting. Mike Pohlmeier cut that, and that was probably 4 years ago. It took 10 years to get to that point. But now all the parcels are spoken for, and that includes the future parcels, which Captive Air is taking. So now we think, okay, and what prompted that whole industrial park was Hewlett-Packard had come up here years ago, wanted to build a plant and have 1,000 employees. Couldn't find anything to build on. There was nothing shovel-ready. So now we're at a point now where Stillwater Park is basically spoken for. So what happens in the next year or two if somebody comes up, whether, you know, Amazon, whoever wants to build a $500,000 or $2 million square foot building, where are they going to go? The other thing is, if they bring in a lot of people, where are they going to live? You know, right now, if there's somebody that says, we're going to create 1,000 jobs and bring in half of them, where are they going to live?
Where are they going
to
live?
Yeah, and so we
Who
have
are they
to
going to be? The four, and,
absolutely.
You know, that, that's a, those are the questions we're having. I'm on the board of the Economic Development Corporation, the EDC, and those are questions we're trying to answer. We're looking at workforce development projects, not only on identifying, you know, underutilized labor in our market, but other markets for attracting people, as well as, you know, what is the next step? Now that's, like you said, Stillwater, most of it's in contract. Some of it hasn't, we've had a few that have closed. You mentioned Captive Air, Beneficial Sectory is also a local company that has decided to stay and invest in Stillwater and grow there. They were recently purchased by a European company, provided them more capital. And so what's next? You know, one of the things we're looking at is just that. Where's the next industrial? You know, we're going to probably do an inventory of industrial parcels, not only those that are listed, but those that are not listed, and better understand what, you know, which ones might be underutilized or available.
Sure.
The desire that we still we continue to get inquiries from the state of California. A lot of business relocation comes through the state of California and different other means. What I think we all know is that industrial base helps build the economy long term.
Absolutely. Yep. And Rob's been on that board for,
yes,
I think, 25 years. And Todd Jones came down about 2 or 3 weeks ago to our office, and Cameron and I and Rob met with him in our conference room for a couple hours and just discussed these same things.
Yep.
All right, got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by State Granite, talking about getting stuff. You know, Mike Hooper has a bunch of slabs of granite, if I'm not mistaken. He's always doing something very artful. And we love to, again, stay local, shop local. He did the table here in the station. He designed this for us. He's really got a great eye. He was my co-host on Thursday. I love the positive things that he does for our community. He handed off a check for with his driving a group that he's with for $3,500 to Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum. And so, you know, thank you, Mike. But if you're looking to do something, you may want to call Mike at 241-STONE. Find out if he's got the product and let him do a bid for you. All right. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Good morning and welcome to our morning show here on KTNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, okay? And we're happy to provide through, a sponsorship. We have wonderful local businesses and the hospitals and the people that support. We're not government subsidized. We are people who care and are out there in the community. Our community is in a very strange place right now, in a good place because we're growing. But what we're finding out is that just even in our chat pack here is that people get on and they start to get nasty and name call. And I don't know about you, our listeners, but while I am manning the chat pack, I am not going to sit. I would get up and leave the room because I'm not going to sit there and be bullied and have somebody name call my people. And I think this is where we really need to take a breath in civility. You should be able to disagree. Do you hear the word? You should be able to disagree, but do it in a dignified manner. Don't start to name call or bash. And this is where we've kind of lost a little bit of our filter as a society, that you think nothing of just like slamming somebody for having an opinion. I do want to read something to you. I know that we've got House of Realty and we've got Eric, but I do have to read this to you because this is something I'm going to just read today. So I know that the calls are going to be coming in on this one. Okay. Somebody sent Carl a text thinking that it was Carl's cell phone, but it's mine. Good morning, Carl. Just heard your little piece on the radio about vaccinating children under 18. I don't know if somebody was on and was talking pro or con. I don't know about that show. I will call in, but I'm too scared to voice my opinion. I'm going to send you a YouTube video that you can watch at some point. The risk of myocarditis is 156 in 1 million. We have zero knowledge of the long-term risk. The risk of hospitalization for COVID-19 in children under 18 is only 26. Your risk from getting the COVID vaccine is five times higher than getting hospitalized. I will tell you that I know that this was a doctor who sent this. That's all I'm going to say. What is even more concerning is that people are cursing parents to immunize their children with gift cards and free food. It is criminal. Decisions should be made for immunization between the parent and their pediatrician. Correction, coercing parents to immunize their children. Now, we all know that we have grandkids, we have kids, we have, you know, nieces, we have people, and this is a really personal thing. And so, is it right or wrong? To sit there and tell somebody how they should treat their body and demand it is just, that's why we have this upheaval right now, and it comes down to that very opinion of, we can't sit there and tell somebody, we don't know what's happening in their body, why they should or they shouldn't, or could they or they couldn't. And so I just want to say on this Friday, let's just all take a peace pill, a chill pill. Thanksgiving's coming. And I certainly hope that these people are not going to sit there and ruin a Thanksgiving by name calling, by slamming the table and saying you're this and you're that. And we just have to really agree to disagree and get along. It's really imperative as a citizen and a community member to do so. There's my soapbox.
Well, you're right. The loss of civility, nationwide. I heard somebody say the other day, be sure and bring up politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table so that way you won't have to buy as many Christmas presents.
I will say it was such a long meeting, and it's been a long stretch with everything having to do with the civic. But being at that meeting last night, I think I counted 37 speakers. That got up to the podium
and this is in regard to the civic
and rodeo grounds,
yep.
Potential master plan. And I was surprised it was more civil than I expected. I think we've seen a lot worse lately. Not that there weren't a couple that were out of line out of 37, and not that there weren't, some very passionate opinions given on a number of different levels. I didn't see a lot of attacks on the city council members last night, or as many on the people that are involved one way or another. There were legitimate questions brought up, but it was more civil than I at least anticipated. And so on a very hot button topic. So I think there are times where it's possible to see people that are, being somewhat more civil and are letting some cooler heads prevail. And there was also some people last night that you might have two or three speakers that really amped up the volume, and then one would step up and be very eloquent, very, calming. And you could just almost feel the whole room calm down,
right,
and say, all right, everybody, let's just take a moment. Let's look at this. Let's look at it objectively, even when there's a lot of emotions involved. So, I have at least a little bit of hope we can get some of it. And if it happens, I think it's on a local level. It's very difficult for us to change what's happening on a state level, and certainly on a national or international level. The rhetoric there is so heated on purpose. But I think at least locally, if we can just tone it down. I mean, and sometimes you're going to have disagreements, and it looks, like with this particular process, it's at least going to move forward a little bit further. Didn't die last night, at least. It's going to keep moving forward, regardless of opinion. That's the direction. And there's going to be a lot more. And there will be more issues at the county. There will be more things that pop up with the city. Community service districts, others, we still may have a water situation as we get, the fire situation is going to fire up next year. It's going to, each year we do this, it's going to get, there's going to be passions, but I think people can start to say, hey, let's take a minute. Let's think about what's going on and just, get back to making good arguments without necessarily attacking the people on the other side of the
right,
table.
Right, right. I agree with that. Well, one of the comments here was coerce isn't the right word. Coerce implies a violent threat. And I have personally known of people that have been spit on, pushed, shoved, things thrown at them over this vaccination, to or not to. And you guys, you know, you're doing real estate, you know, House of Realty. You're going in, and I mean, we're seeing this more and more where people are. If you're going to attend, like we went to go see Hamilton. When we went to see Hamilton in Sacramento, we had to show our cards, or we don't see the show. So that last night, you know, I saw one of the, you know, I don't know if they're wearing masks to go into class at the, you know, in Vegas. Some people are doing this, and of course, with the travel and any kind of airline travel, you will be masked. And I don't know. I believe, you know, we know, you all know that we've got our shots, but we don't demand that somebody else should. And we have people on the left that haven't. We've had people on the right. You're in real estate. You're representing the house. How can you come in to a house and say, well, you voted for so-and-so, and you're not going to do this, so I'm not going to represent you. You have to, you're bringing your knowledge, like banking, Eric.
Right, right. It's, you know, we try and be as non-political
right.
as we can about, you know, things. Obviously,
how can
we support,
you do that when you've
you know,
got
keeping rates low and stable right. economy and economic issues. But as far as the political stuff, be non-political because there's different views. I mean, we talk about the pandemic. At this point, I don't think that anything anybody says is going to change someone else's mind. People have digested a lot
right.
of information and they've, mm-hmm. for the most part, made up their mind. If they're going to change, it's going to be over time. It's going to be at their pace.
Right.
So, you know, to be respectful for others' opinions that are different than yours, I think is the best path.
Right. Right. I mean, we grew up in the 70s. Like I said,
yeah. We didn't always agree with the establishment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Might have had, you know,
probably got me fired up here, and I don't know.
I see that.
I mean, I just,
I
think sometimes the chat pack just kind of touches gets my burr up because people are nasty, and I'd like to think that when they come in here, they're in our house. I feel like we open up our place so that we can have shows that are on the weekends that are, you know, that are informative, but not that you're not going to slam dunk people, like crush their skull on the table. And that's how it feels sometimes. So I just want to see civility. Just promise me that that we're going to start this next 15 segment with some civility here at KCNR 96.5 FM.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort Casino on Thursday nights to catch your favorite pro team on any of our 12 TV screens and giant 12-foot projection screen inside overtime. Enjoy game day bikes every Thursday from 5 p.m. until the end of the game. What is better than football? Enjoying the game with nachos, wings, pizza, and your favorite pints. Come get your fingers messy at Overtime Bar every Thursday night. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, see windriver.com.
Hey, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for Shasta County District 5 Supervisor. There's a lot of issues that need to be discussed leading up to next year's election. Crime, fires, a new jail, and state as well as federal mandates. You can reach me at Kellstrom, the number 4, D-I-S-T, the number 5, at yahoo.com. That's Kellstrom4, Dist 5, at yahoo.com. Or call 530-744-4539. I look forward to earning your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
It's time. If you've waited to get the COVID-19 vaccine, a clinic for those 5 years and older will be held at the Shasta Community Health Center at 3270 Churn Creek Road in Redding on Friday, November 19th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Brought to you by the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and the Seek Center in partnership with the Shasta Community Health Center. Booster vaccine will also be available. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out roundtable pizza, Dutch Bros, Walmart, and Starbucks gift cards at the COVID-19 Vaccine Clinic Friday, November 19th, Shasta Community Health Center, Churn Creek Road, Reading.
Green.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke contacts, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Redding Garden of Lights. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
And welcome to our our final segment here on this Friday
before
Thanksgiving week. Eric Woodstrom is my co-host here with, I'm sorry, you know, I kind of did go on a rant there. Eric Woodstrom is Senior Commercial Banking Manager from Golden Valley. Thank you for sitting in today.
Thank you for having me.
And, of course, as we have always, our civil, our wonderful leaders in the community, and we enjoy you coming on once a month, and that is the Middletons from House of Realty. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And also, a love and adornment and just smiles to everybody in our chat pack. You guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I always say, make it a great day, and I really mean that, doing it, random acts of kindness. Now, can we go into a little bit more? Do we want to discuss what's transpiring with this development downtown?
With downtown?
Yeah, with the downtown waterway, the waterway.
Or the, I mean the...
The river, civic area. Civic and now, there were meetings last night, and was it civil?
Pretty civil. I mean, relatively civil.
And this was the fourth in a series of four informational meetings that the city hosted, right?
Of four workshops.
Yep.
And it's a very complex process. This whole thing has been exceptionally complex.
Yep.
And also, I think, unfortunately, very, very vague. And which is critical to understand. Not a lot of details here, and the timing and the process hasn't been that clear either. What essentially happened last night at the end of this fourth session, and again, there were 37 speakers, at least by my count. I think she started with 32. I saw five more people bring up cards. What essentially happened was, the city manager put up seven or eight options of different directions that the city could go. I may still have them up. And it said that one of them was do nothing, which was number one. Another one was explore other options or alternatives or potential ways of going that are separate from this proposal, this unsolicited proposal. Number four was look at alternatives, study this in more depth while declaring the property in surplus or let's see, without declaring the property, working on declaring the property surplus. Number five was to continue to do that, direct staff to do an RFP or to begin the surplus identified properties. So identify them and start working on surplus. There were multiple motions made. The first one was by Councilwoman Winter, which basically said, let's sort of do 2, 4, and 5 concurrently, even though they are conflicting. They are totally conflicting. One says continue while working on declaring some of this property surplus, and then go the other route, which is continue working without working on declaring it surplus. Councilmember DeQuisto essentially said he made a counter motion and said, all right, I want to do this, do nothing. If you want to do the plan, do the plan. Do the master plan, then come back to us with a community engaged master plan, and then we'll discuss about surplus property and do we want to move forward after looking at this plan. He lost that vote 3-2. So then they went back to Councilwoman Winters, and she basically reasserted hers, come back in 6 weeks to the council, which is December 21st, which is right before Christmas, so that, I hope, gets bumped to January. But it was, let's look at other options, let's look at all their alternatives, let's look at the process, and let's bring a resolution forward to declare the civic grounds, the rodeo grounds, and where the current EDC headquarters is located, bring up a draft that we could vote on then whether or not to declare those surplus. And that'll be its own fight when that happens, because as Councilmember DeQuisto brought up, and I thought it was an interesting point, he said to declare it surplus, you have to say it doesn't have a current public use. So there's going to be some legal wrangling there, I'm sure, between the city attorney and Mr. DeQuisto and others as to, can you legally declare this surplus or not? How's that going to work? But that at least seemed to be the sentiment of the council, was let's look at this in another 6 weeks. We've done our workshops. Let's have another meeting and then discuss whether or not we want to declare these surplus or not.
I have a problem with the term surplus. To me, surplus is generally extra non-usable property per subdivision, whatever. This is probably the best property the city of Reading owns. And I don't know how the terminology, how it can be termed surplus. And just one quick note, if I were the city, I would do a long-term lease. You know, at the end of 50 years or whatever, you're getting X amount of dollars, generally 7% of the value of the land annually with increases through that period of time. At the end of that long-term lease, you still own the land, which to me makes sense.
Which gives them long-term control over time.
Well, guys, closing thoughts here. We've got about 5 minutes left. Let's make it something great and positive. I know you've got to leave here. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay.
Thank you.
You know, have a great Thanksgiving. You're looking great, by the way. Love to the family. All right. So some last 5 minutes here, Cameron and also Eric, closing thoughts here in this pile of whatever we're doing today, information.
Yeah, I it was interesting at least to hear an enormous cross-section of the community last night. Regardless of thoughts on, a lot of people focused on specifics with this particular land. Other people, it was about Reading in general and the direction of Reading, where we're at, in Shasta County. They really discussed, you know, what their kids were doing or their grandkids. Were they leaving? Were they staying? People that were coming back, people that aren't, people wanting to establish businesses, our overall general direction that we have in this area, general decisions being made, whether it was, you know, moving good things moving forward, but not trying to lose our history as well and lose our past. It was a very fascinating discussion, and I think people often forget, you know, we speak of the community or the people. That's a lot of different viewpoints. And Councilmember DeQuisto brought it up at the end. He goes, hey, in this discussion, like any others, we're going to have those disagreements. But it was fascinating. There's certainly a lot of change going on in Reading now.
Yes.
And we're seeing it from the perspective of those who are coming here, and those who are leaving. I've lost count of the number of from close friends and family to distant acquaintances that I know that have left Reading in the last 5 years.
Right.
Which is a staggering number to me. Every time I hear it, it's somebody else that's moved to Tennessee, so-and-so that's moved to Idaho. Hey, we're going to Montana. And people that are completely leaving the area and where they're leaving the area for. Also, I've had a number of friends and some family that have moved back to the area, that were here, left for greener pastures, and have now said, hey, I want to come back. So
right.
It's really fascinating. And a lot of people from out of the area that are going, hey, I really want to move up here. I'm tired of the big city.
Right.
Tired of some of these things, and I want to move up. So our demographic, regardless, is shifting somewhat. It really is, and we're seeing a lot of transition, as evidenced by a housing market with this kind of turnover in it. Which, you know, we're seeing a little bit of a taper. I did double check the number. It was still 524, by the way.
Okay.
So.
Well, you know, and you said a lot there, Cameron, but to kind of summarize, you know, there's a lot of exciting things going on in Reading. We've been up here a little over 20 years, and I think this is, you know, there's a lot more going on today than there has been with downtown, with the industrial park, the discussion and debate about the future and being true to our history. And I think that's, our goal is to make it attractive for people that live here, to bring, you know, to be able to attract the next generation back instead of leaving like it had historically has, and to build a better place for, you know, our families and the future families to live in.
Absolutely. Yep. And I think we can get there. It takes quite an approach.
When these debates are healthy, at the end of the day, there's not always fun,
right,
but they're healthy to get better decisions.
Debates are very healthy,
yep,
as long as it doesn't get personal and there's name calling. Then it becomes like, we talked about that. Yep. But anyway, so this next week coming up, it's Thanksgiving. What are you grateful for? Let's shift the energy.